Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Hello and welcome to List Leps. If you're new here, you've just landed. Well, landed? Who am I? Am I a pilot? Anyway, I'm actually Robin Richford. And of course, also the lovely
Sophie Brown.
Sorry about that. Messed up the intro. How you doing, Soph?
Yeah, no, you didn't. Landed. I like that.
Landed. If you just landed here, if you just skated on in, you know?
Okay.
She's delirious today.
Yeah, no, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a little update though for you.
Oh, this is always interesting.
I know. So, you know, I was telling you about the Bumble for Friends.
Yes.
So I basically downloaded it. And, you know, we had a whole thing where I didn't know what photos and all that to do. Like, what makes me look fun and what makes me this? Anyway, I have lots of friends. I think I should caveat that with that.
Yeah.
I do. I have so many friends. But I do find that, one, I've just moved to, obviously, a new city. And I'm still between London and Glasgow. And what I've found, is, like, my friends don't really know where I'm at.
Yeah.
So like it's hard for like the, oh gosh, I didn't realize you were down. Do you know what I mean? Or the opposite, like, oh, we thought you were down in London, so we didn't say to you, sort of thing. So I downloaded this Bumble for Friends because I thought, why not just meet some more people that are kind of living a similar life to me? So she says similar. Anyway, yeah. So I matched with like a couple of girls, and then one of the girls said to me just last week, okay, I'm going to put together a little group on Instagram. Do you want to go out next week? And I was like, yeah, sounds great. So now there's like a little group of four of us.
Aha, cute.
But guess what we're doing, Soph? You're going to die.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
So we're basically doing pissed pottery.
Well, do you know, I was about to say to you, are you going to do like a paint and sip or something, which is a very similar thing?
Shut up. Really? Oh, it feels so weird now.
That sounds super cute.
Yeah, so it's like pottery, but you bring your own booze.
Oh my God, love, yes.
So I was like, is this really geeky or is this great? I don't know.
No, it's not geeky. Like, I suppose the only part of it is it's you don't know each other.
I know. It's kind of like dating though. I would prefer an activity, I think.
I was going to say, the thing is, it's good because if you don't really get on with them, you'll be distracted anyway. Like, you know, there is alcohol involved. So, you know, it's always easier. And you're actually trying to achieve something like make some pottery. So you can always just pretend that you're so into it that like you just got like tunnel vision.
Yeah. And then they go, by the way, that Robin off the radio, she's right weird. Because we all went to this piss pottery and all she did was look at her vase the whole time.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, at least that's your excuse. You could be like, I'm so sorry. I'm just so, I need to get this guy. This is my passion.
It's my passion project. I have come here to become a... What do you even call yourself if you make pottery? I don't even know. What's that job?
A potter.
A potter? Is it really?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know. Would you say you're a...
I don't know. Click. Not a sculptor. Would you be a sculptor? No. Not if you're just making plates, I wouldn't have thought.
Maybe you'd just say I do pottery.
I do pottery. Yeah, maybe. But like if you do like poems, then you're a poet. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's a word.
There will be. There'll be a word. And I can just pretend I'm that if it all goes to...
If it all goes to pot. Is it like the one where it's on the wheel and you're like, whatever? Or is it like this sort of clay one where you make stuff?
Oh no, I don't know. Do you reckon it's probably that? I've not asked the details. That was a bit naff, wasn't it? Why didn't I do that?
Of course you haven't. You just planned to turn up. Give me a time, play.
You know me so well, Sophie. Yeah. You know I don't even like chat in the group chats or anything, do I?
I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised if they're fucking muted.
I don't talk to anyone unless it's in person.
Are you sure you want friends? Are you sure this is for you?
What's so funny as well is I'm like, I've got loads of friends, which I do, but it's probably just that I don't talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need bloody... Nah, I think that's great, you know. Are you getting good vibes off them, any you're not sure about?
Do you know what? I actually am. So there's one girl that I didn't match with, that someone like else added her into the chat. And then there's another girl that I matched with that the others didn't match with that I brought in. So I think like the two that I was kind of chatting to, I was getting good vibes with anyway. I just haven't spoken to the other one yet because we didn't match. But yeah, I think they just seem so normal. Like it was just like just girls with like, that have just got it together. You know what I mean? Like they just like, yeah. And
yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I want friends that have just got it together. You know?
Yeah. I'm excited for you. And I think that doing it as a four, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, it actually is, yeah. Because basically I'd said to one of the other girls, she was like, in her little bio thing, it was like, I love margaritas. And I was like, yeah, I'm here for that. You know what I mean? I was like, we can be friends. It's a low bar, but I'll take it. I was just like, we would love that. So anyway, we were going to go for a drink, just the two of us. And then that's when I said to her, oh, come to the pottery. Like, we're just going to go. And I actually now am quite glad because I'm sure we would have got on perfectly fine. And if we did, it'd be great to just sit and have cocktails and things. But imagine you didn't.
Yeah, that's really awkward. It's almost more awkward than a date because like when you're trying to like build a friendship, like you probably feel worse about being like, I need to leave and stuff. Whereas on a date, I don't know, like you can kind of be, I don't know, bring out the excuses of like, that you need to ring you or something. It's a bit more awkward.
Also as well, like if you're on a date, like the best line is, I think we're just better off as friends. But like, what do you do if you're like on a Bumble for friends date and you're just like, I'm really sorry, I don't like you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're better off not knowing each other.
Yeah, I'm excited for this update. Have you seen, so there's a girl on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen it and I love it. So she decided she was going to meet someone new. I think it was every week of the year. And she goes out on like, I think it's like a Thursday or whatever it is. I haven't watched one for a while, but she like, girls will message her and she'll go for dinner with them. And she has like the best time.
Honestly, I think I have saw her. And I just was looking at, I remember seeing one of her videos and just thinking, how much fun is that? To just like once a week, just put yourself out of your comfort zone like that. Because it's, I would find it a bit scary. Maybe by the time you get to July, it's, you know, your dab hand, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Doing it a week, a year, every week for a year. But I do think like, yeah, it would be a little nervy for me, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what to wear.
Yeah. Do you know, it's funny, like, I'd want to impress maybe like a new friendship even, but if it was another girl, I'd be like, oh, I want to look good. Like, well, I would for a date.
I know. I was just a bit like, oh, what do I wear? Like what? Cause also as well, like, I don't know. I was just thinking like, what does it say about you? Do you know what I mean? Like if I see a girl and she's wearing like such a cute outfit, I'm like, that's so cute. I bet you we would be friends, you know? Like,
yeah. You like your personality and sort of sense of style.
Yeah. That's what I mean. What says I'm fun, got it together, you know?
Yeah, this is fun. I want to go.
Oh, if only you could come with us, though.
That wouldn't be allowed, though, because we're already friends. It needs
yeah,
to be.
That's true. Yeah, the whole point is it's supposed to be strangers, isn't it? Yeah, that is true. I love that I'm trying to find an outfit that says I've got it together when I really do not have it together.
Oh, I mean, fake it till you make it. Don't worry about that.
That's it, hon. And do you know what? I feel like this leads us on perfectly to what we're going to chat about this week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Creative outlets.
Creative outlet.
Creative outlets.
We're talking about, was there another word for, no, that wasn't a funny joke, I'll leave it.
She just filtered herself.
Oh, I'm just, my brain is.
I know, she's not well. You're doing so well. You're doing so well. I don't know if you know, but Soph isn't well.
Woe is me. Nah, I'm all right.
Woe is is.
I need to take some Nurofen or something.
Yeah, or maybe he needs a creative outlet. So maybe that's what it is. Why are we so wholesome today?
No, I mean, I'm sort of slacking at the creative outlets at the moment, I think.
I know what you mean. I do think it's something that, like, I never, ever thought about, like, until probably the last couple of years. Like, I don't think it's ever been in my, like, peripherals. Do you know, like, I don't know. I've just never thought of it as, like, a deliberate thing. I think I've just always had creative outlets and not realised that's what they are.
Yeah, your job is very creative. Like, you are constantly, like, using that side of your brain all the time, aren't you? Because you're articulating, like, radio shows.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's true. Like, every day I have to get creative, and I feel it. Like, if I, you know, like you say, if you're not feeling very well, it's really hard to get that side of your brain going. Or, you know, if you're really tired or you're just having a crap time at home, like, it is hard to kind of engage the creative side of your brain. Like, I can sometimes walk in the morning and just say to my producer, like, oh, I've got nothing, you know, like, nothing's happened in the last 24 hours. I've got no ideas at all. But actually, yeah, you're right. But what I thought of creativity, which I had never thought of, like, in terms of, like, an outlook kind of looking at it, is I feel like it's a bit like a muscle. I feel like the more you use it, the better it becomes. I don't know.
No, I get that. I do get that, because I would say I'm a pretty creative person. Like, I've always loved being involved in kind of, like, marketing stuff and, like, thinking of, like, campaigns, and, like, and obviously I make content and things, and I like that creative side of, like, you know, I've always got these ideas and things like that. But then when you don't exercise that, you almost, yeah, you kind of, it, like, dulls down a little bit, I think.
Funny, isn't it? It's like a kind of use it or lose it thing, I think.
Yeah. I think it was a huge thing in lockdown, creative outlets.
Yes, that is so true, actually. It was kind of something that, I guess, maybe that's why I started thinking about it, maybe, because I'd never thought about it before. Yeah, it's like when you just saw everyone and just, like, making banana bread and painting pictures and, like, doing all of this stuff that you just would never have made time for in your normal life.
Yeah. So my mum was doing those, and so were a lot of people, the paint by numbers, but, like, the huge ones. She painted a full picture of my face, which we have at home.
Oh my God, I need actual evidence. That is hilarious.
I know, it is funny. It took her ages, but I tried doing it, and I don't know whether it's because I have ADHD, but I just got bored.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I find, this is why it can be really frustrating for me, because I have to be so invested in something to, like, keep at it or even do it for, like, a prolonged period of time. It's really annoying. Like, I annoy myself because I think, sit down and fucking get that done. Like, do it. But I just find it hard. But I've seen this one. I don't know if you've seen it. It's almost like paint by numbers, but it's the diamond painting ones where you, like, cut out the stamp and then you stamp on each color.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. Did you just say diamonds, like actual diamonds?
No. It's called, like, diamond paint, little plastic, like, they're all different colours.
Right.
But, like, they're always, like, proper ASMR videos where they, like, stick it in the stamp thing and, like, and then, like, but, like, those look quite interesting. But again, it's the same concept. I'll get bored. I know I will.
Yeah. I think what my downfall with creative outlets is, like, so I love painting. Like, I actually do love it. But I never give myself the time. Like, yeah. Never. Like, I never just sit there on a Tuesday afternoon and think, oh, you know, what could I do? I'm just going to get it out. I almost look at it like a waste of time. Is that really bad?
Well, yeah, kind of. You should defo schedule it in, maybe, but then does it lose its appeal?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. Do you know what's wild? I will sit on Instagram for 45 minutes and think that's totally fine, but I wouldn't read a book for 45 minutes.
I know. I feel like everyone's like that now. It's so bad.
Yeah. It is bad, isn't it?
Yeah. I see, for me, my outlet, I suppose, when I was younger was sport. Like, I played a lot of sport, really enjoyed it. And, like, I miss that now. Like, that's probably more my creative outlet than, like, say, sitting down and painting or sitting down and reading, because I struggle to do those things. Put me in a, like, competitive sports environment, you know, like, obviously I'll, you know, play a full netball match or football game, whatever. Like, it's just different in my brain and I just love it. But obviously as an adult, you just don't, obviously I can join a club,
that's our classic.
I just don't feel like I get to do it as much. But then it's really important. Like, I do think that we should do this. Like, you should definitely try and paint more if that's something that you enjoy.
I know, it's really bad, actually. It is bad. Do you know what I do? I'm a bit better at doing creative things, like you say, if I feel like there's this is so bad that my life is like this. But I do feel like, see, if I think that it has like a productive outcome. So like, for instance, like I DJ, and I haven't really realized until probably I would say I started this job, like how much I actually just enjoyed it. Like just for me. So then I started going back to like lessons to like get even better, basically just for myself, because I thought, why not? It means that like every 2 weeks I know I've got a 2 hour block where I'm gonna just go and just DJ just for fun,
yeah,
rather than thinking about the crowd or thinking about, you know, if this is for work. But I do find it easier to justify the time and the money because I know that it will help my job as a result.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's your outlet, but then also it does have a little bit of a purpose that...
Yeah. So I think I find it easier to kind of swallow the time spent doing it, even though I love it. What I'm doing now, I don't actually have to do to like improve the kind of DJing I do. I mean, but that will be a benefit to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think a lot of people do pick creative like passions based on that, where it does kind of like enhance other areas of their life. Like it's not just, you know, like you said, because it can sometimes feel like, which it shouldn't, like wasted time. What do they say? You should have a passion for fun, a passion that makes you money, and a passion that keeps you healthy.
Oh, that's it. I've saw this. That's a really good one. Or even like just hobbies. Like that's such a good one, I think, because I think you're right that I have, oh my gosh, I'm actually ashamed to say that. I have nothing in my life that is just purely for fun.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 5th of October at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. If you want to join me and share your own paranormal experiences, get tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Yeah, I don't know that I have at the moment like a passion,
like just
or
for fun.
I mean, my just for fun, I always say, is like going for good food and seeing my friends.
Oh yeah, I do stuff. Yeah, that's true.
But that's not, I mean, that's crap. We should have no, but like, but it's not, but as in,
yeah, no, I know what you mean. I reckon this is quite common though, especially in your late 20s when life gets busy and you're trying to like still figure it out. Like, you know, you're kind of at a stage where I guess life's going into the next chapter for so many people. They might have young kids, or even if they've not done the kids thing, they might have a wedding to be planning or buying a house, or, you know, they're kind of like looking at those life milestones that kind of take up all the space in your brain. Then I think having something just for fun probably disappears, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. While we have more time as well, we should try and pursue stuff, because I think that it's important as well. Like I would imagine as you kind of like go into later life and stuff, it's important to have those passions and stuff, because you probably want that outlet of like being able to kind of do something that you really love. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see people passionate. Like as much as my dad goes fishing a lot, which is there a lot, like he really, really enjoys it. Like he loves it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of ashamed to say this, but I think men are better at making time for themselves in those ways.
Yeah. And then my mum's got tennis that she loves.
Oh, she's good.
But then you find like if she has an injury or something, mm-hmm. it's really shit.
Yeah. No, that's quite common, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is quite common. But I do think, yeah, I hate to say that men do it better than us, but I do actually think they do. Like I think like my dad, for instance, he loves his road bike. He's always out cycling and he will make an effort for that. And to think that I don't actually know what my mum's equivalent is, do you know what I mean?
It's a good point, and I think it proves it here, because like you and I don't necessarily, like we have the things we enjoy, but we don't necessarily have like that passion. I think for a lot of guys that's sport, and it might be like their football team and stuff like that, and that's mm-hmm. where they find the time by watching those matches in the week or whatever. But like I just don't really, there's things I enjoy but not,
yeah, I know what you mean, fully into it. Maybe we should make it our little mission to have a kind of creative outlet. I also think as well there's something in it in terms of like money as well. Like obviously if it's something at home with just your water paints and whatnot, that's fine, but that's very, very wholesome. And I feel like if you don't have a creative side to you just yet, that might be jumping in a bit too far. You might be like, whoa, like let's just like start a little slower than that. But I do think there is something in the money side of things in terms of like, say you used to play an instrument when you were younger and you're like, oh, I'd like to take that up again. It's like, well, every lesson's 40 quid.
That's such a good point. Like the money side of it. Like, and then if you want to, if you get like a colouring book and pencils, you might be like, well, this is shit. This is not really my type of thing. Because all of us would love to like, I don't know, I say this, but like, I don't know, if I had all the money in the world, I'd have some really cool bloody hobbies.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Because you would just be like, I don't know, slightly freer, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does give you that freedom. Like, you know, you might learn scuba dive.
Like if you're really into horse riding, for instance, like that would be a hobby that I think is quite expensive.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of like, yeah, and if you wanted your own horse and stuff, I guess it would be even more expensive, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's some that are slightly more money orientated, I guess. And like, it's even like me, like I think I love DJing because I love music and I love, there's this thing about DJing that's just so unforgiving. So like, for instance, if you do it wrong, they hear it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it doesn't take you don't have to be like a superstar DJ to figure out that it's wrong. You're like, oh, that sounded weird. You know, like every man and woman on the street would know. And I find because of that, I think that it's something that you have to be so in the moment for. And I realize like I'm never in the moment.
Oh, I see. Good point. But you have to be, yeah.
So I think that's what I love about a creative outlet that really like grabs your attention, because it's like I can't just like be at a DJ lesson, for instance, or even when I'm practicing DJing at home, I can't just be like, I wouldn't like lift my phone and just sit on my phone for. Do you know what I mean?
No, this is making me think now. I'm like, oh my God, because I'm never in the, like I try to be, but I think I really struggle with being in the present. Like I think that's something I struggle with. And like with phones and everything, I'm really bad. Like watching a film, I'll still go on my phone. I'll have to wind it back. And then I'm just like, you idiot, just watch the bloody film. Like
that's what
it's
I mean.
Not that important. But then if you do something that like with DJing, with a sport, with a, you know, whatever you're doing, you have to concentrate. You can't just then.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You have to do it. It's almost like forcing yourself into it, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to find something for sure.
What do you think you'd be into?
I mean, I do like using the creative part of my brain. Like it would be nice to find something that I can sit and do for like a while. I just struggle with finding those things, that's all. But even if I said, you know, half an hour, whatever, I tell you what I might learn to do is I might do like an editing course.
Ooh, that's fun.
Because I'm okay at editing. I just use CapCut, which is an app, and I get better every time I use it. But like I bought this amazing MacBook at the beginning of the year, like so I could, you know, do things, and I haven't used it in that way. And I'm like, and I really like taking photos and things like that. And I'm like, well, why don't you try do more of that, but the things that you like about it.
Yeah. That's a really good idea, actually, Soph, because I think as well, like, because, again, it's slightly the same as me with the DJing, like, it would naturally benefit your job anyway in the long run, then maybe it's a little bit more justifiable. Because sometimes that's a good way of easing yourself in. If you feel a bit nervy about it not being a productive use of time, if you pick something that has a good impact but isn't actually directly linked to your job but would help in the long run, perhaps, then maybe that's a good way to kind of start.
Yeah, I think another one for me would be, I love cooking, but I only really know what I know. And I always think, oh, I watch videos for bloody hours on like bloody TikTok and Instagram because I genuinely love it. Like I love watching people cook and stuff. And I would like to do more kind of like out there recipes and stuff. So I probably need to find some where I'm like, right, and then go and just buy the ingredients, because that's what I'll do. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do this. I never do it. And I just make stuff that I have or whatever. And I find it quite therapeutic, you know, like all the chopping and everything. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you know what? I actually am starting to enjoy it a lot more. I used to just eat for function, to be honest. But I actually am enjoying the kind of cooking aspect a little bit more. But I'm still not at a point where I want to use my brain. I like to just follow a recipe.
See, I do follow a recipe, but I'm quite like, I would say I'm quite sort of naturally, I don't know, not in tune, but I kind of know, like,
quite good with like flavors and stuff.
Yeah, like I think I'm quite good, so I can kind of work out what it needs or whatever.
God,
and then
I'm so jealous. I'm so bad.
I mean, you can follow a recipe though and it be
right. Not really though, you can follow a recipe and still feel like it's slightly creative, but it's, I mean, probably not, but it is.
Yeah, I think even because I used to do a lot of the kind of like the HelloFresh and the Gusto, and I really like those, and I think they're quite clever because you're not really doing that much cooking, but you kind of are. But you come out with there's some great meals that you come out with.
Oh yeah.
And I still feel like I've done a lot of the work, but equally, like, you know, the ingredients were already there. Stuff like that, I think, is a really nice way to kind of like feel like you've really done some amazing cooking. Where actually, yeah. I really like those. I always keep the recipe cards. I've never, again, though, something that I do and I don't use them, but I've got them all in case.
I know. Oh my gosh. So we've done Gusto every day for probably the last 3 years, maybe.
Oh, really? Like oh, cool.
Yeah. So we've got to a point where I'm like, please just bend those freaking recipe cards. Because we literally have, like, you can get the little ring binders. And we've got so many of them. And again, like you say, it's that classic thing of, oh, we're going to make some. Or I'll go, right, we won't order Gusto this week and we'll just buy all the ingredients. And does it happen?
No. I was going to say, surely you're like, you've got that many now. You don't need to do Gusto anymore. You can just buy the...
I know. I love the convenience of it, though.
Yeah.
I love it. I just love as well the like, there's no wastage.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
I love that.
I think I do really like it as a concept. The only time I find there's wastage is when I just sometimes find it hard to plan it into my life because I can be here, there and everywhere. And then I'll buy X amount of meals and I'll be like, bloody hell, I'm not here. Like and suddenly I'm away and I'm.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Like, you know, and have to find someone to give it to or something, but like that's the only thing. But that's like when you shop normally.
Yeah, well, there is that. Yeah, I mean, I found a nice balance of just doing, so basically we do 4 Gustos a week. And I always find that works well because there's always a night in the week that I like, maybe I've gone out and I don't eat, and then I eat out at the weekends as a general rule. And then, you know what I mean, it's just like, I think that always works well. I was doing like 5 at one point and it was just like, you're right, I was just spinning.
Yeah, it's the same with like meal prep and stuff like that. Like I've done a few of those and I really, really enjoy them. But sometimes it's more difficult to fit it into the lifestyle because then you're like, oh, I'm going out, but I've got that food. So, but that's just discipline and also just being like, I'm not going to go out or whatever. But it can be difficult when it's kind of like your job and stuff.
But that is a good way, you're right, of getting kind of creativity into your like everyday life. Because again, you have to be present because you're following this recipe. And you've got all the bits in front of you. You have to just be literally doing that. You can't focus on anything else.
Put some music on. Like I genuinely, so it's funny because I made, it was really shit. It was just some pasta yesterday. But I just was like in a bit of a rut yesterday. I wasn't feeling well. Like I was feeling quite emotional. The flat was all over the place because I've just moved. And like, I just was like, plug in the Alexa, connect it to the bloody Wi-Fi, put some music on and like, you know, do some cooking. And I didn't, it was kind of cooking, kind of not, but it did make me feel better. Like it did. And I was like, see, you know, like, and I think I like little wins and I like sort of things that like, I like accomplishing things like, you know, and I like being told that I've accomplished that. Like I'm one of those people, like I like taking on that feedback and it makes me like, oh, you know, go out and do it better or whatever. But like when I cook myself something good or cook it for someone else, I'm like, oh, love it.
I think that's what it's about, isn't it? Like, I guess trying to like wind these little things into your life so that you do have those little wins. Mm. I find that with baking as well. I think there's something amazing about, I don't know why, but in my head I'm like, there's something amazing about like starting with nothing and having something at the end of it.
Yeah, I get that concept. I've been more into like savory cooking than baking.
Really? I love it. I love baking. Even if it's just literally like a vanilla sponge, I'm like, I made that. And if the rest of my day is, you know, utter shit, it does not matter.
Yeah.
I made that.
It's the same with like creative stuff. Like if, you know, painting, if you finish the painting, like I went to Manchester Young Professional event thing recently that was like, I say this, I haven't finished the crochet, but we didn't have time, but we did. My friend does. I can imagine it's a lovely feeling to have finished it. But like, I've still got it. But like things like that, once you do complete it, it is a big accomplishment and it'll push you to, that's how people improve as well. You know, they do one and then they're like, oh, I'll try something a bit harder.
Yeah. I think it's actually reframing your mind that it's not a waste of time. I think that's my biggest thing. And that, I hate that, but it's true in my head. My friend also took up like doing nails, like just for fun, like on herself.
See, I like beauty stuff and things like that. Like, to be fair, I can do stuff like that. Like I used to do my own eyelashes and things and like stuff like that. Yeah, because I think anything where there's like an end product that's like benefited you, if you learn to do nails, great. Then like, you know.
That's what I mean. Yeah, if you're like me, you might not be, but if you're like me and you find that maybe like creativity is kind of like not really in your kind of personal life because you think, oh, that's a waste of time, I should really be more productive, I should clean the house or I should do this or I should do that, then maybe picking something that has, I guess, like a beneficial outcome as well, like nails, like, you know, something that you'd normally spend your money on or your time on, and just kind of, it kind of is a form of self-care in a weird way, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that's a good point. And I think that is what, if people, you know, people listening should focus on. I think maybe don't pick something sort of too difficult to begin with that you think is going to be a struggle. Also, don't do, this is an ADHD thing, but what I do, which is where I buy all of the stuff for it.
Oh my God, yeah, all the gear and no idea.
And I don't carry it on, and then it's a fucking waste of money, the amount of times I've done that, honestly. But I think finding something that can fit into your life already, like things like cooking, but just like stepping it up a notch or something like that.
That's a really good idea, actually. That is so true, though, that classic thing of like, I always think, oh, well, maybe I would play tennis if I had a cute tennis skirt.
Yeah, it's so easy to get like, and this is the problem, like when I do things, I do them to a high standard. So if I'm going to learn how to do nails or whatever, I'll buy all the best stuff.
Yeah.
And at least see if you're going to do it first.
Yeah, just chill out.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That is actually a really good point. And that's where things like, I guess, like painting and things like that, like, are actually quite good if you just bought like a little tiny watercolor like thing rather than like, I'm going to get acrylics, oil. Like.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember being like that as a kid, actually. I was quite like that. Cause I think as a kid, you are a bit more in tune with your creative side. I think you do a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I've always been like that. And I've always been like all or nothing and then like get involved and then bloody end up ditching it. But I think it's important though. We should definitely invest in ourselves more creatively. I think we both need to find something.
All right, so I'll take your hint. I think I've got those paints somewhere. I'm gonna look them out.
Yeah, defo do one.
Should I do a little loose, maybe I'll rival your mother and do a whole Sophie Brown face.
Oh my God. start with the logo, maybe paint our logo.
Oh my gosh, should I paint the Loose Lips logo?
Yeah,
that would be cute. Who am I?
Oh my God. Do you know what I just craved then? I just was like, I really want some of those lip sweets because we handed them out.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
I love them.
They were so good.
Mm.
If you were at King's Cross that day when we were handing all of the Loose Lips sweets out, so good. Though I do think like I was standing just eating them thinking maybe I shouldn't actually just be eating these.
And I was throwing them in the air and trying to catch them in my mouth and I thought this is a bad idea in the middle of the session.
We need to get that on TikTok so you guys know what we're talking about. But
yeah.
Soph nearly died, I would say. Would you say he nearly died?
I mean, slightly dramatic, but let's go with that, yeah.
That's it. That's Sophie's creativity, throwing lips around King's Cross.
Well, I'm actually really good at that, when you throw things up and catch them in your mouth.
Yeah, you are good, but I was just terrified it was going to go right down your throat. I was like, please don't die. Please don't die.
This is my problem. I get a bit overexcited, or a bit, I don't know, maybe a bit, not even show-offy, but I'm just like, yeah, and then in the moment, and then I'm like, you idiot. Oh,
you absolutely idiot. Well, that's it. I'm off to buy my paints. Soph is, what are you doing? Yeah, you need to task crochet. You're gonna finish
No, I'm not gonna do that. Let me have a look. I might try this diamond thing, but I think it's gonna be one of those where I buy all the stuff and then don't like it. I think I need to go back to sport, maybe in some way. I did try running for a little bit and I did not like it.
Yeah, running's quite a solitary. Is that the word?
It's
solitary sport.
I want something that like makes my, oh no, I did say, didn't I? I'm going to do a course maybe on editing or something like that.
Oh yeah, you're going to do that. Okay, yeah, that's a really good one actually. That is a really good one. And then you can edit all my TikToks if you like.
Can I?
You're welcome.
Fantastic. Well, if you guys set yourself any creative tasks, please let us know.
Yeah, please do, actually. Please get in touch. You can always get us at the Loose Lips Podcast. We love hearing from you. From you. That was a very Scottish from.
From you. I can't roll my R's or anything, so I can't do it.
Do a little Robin Richford.
Oh, I wish I could.
That's like we say like lock. And like someone said to me the other day, what are you saying? I'm like lock. And they're like, you mean like lock? And I'm like, no, it's lock. it's got a little kick. Absolutely. But yes, please do keep getting in touch. And of course, rate, review. Please let us know if you like the podcast. That would be fab. Because I know so many of you are listening. This is the thing. So many of you are listening every week. And we appreciate you so much. Just giving us a little follow wherever you're listening will really, really help us grow. And also to help us get more guests on. Because we've only had one guest on and we really want to push, don't we, and get some more guests. But we really want it to be a guest that brings you value and someone that you can really get something from. So that's our main aim. But yeah, if you are able to follow us, it does really just help us attract the high value guests.
The high value guests. Yes. No, it certainly does. But yeah, thank you all for listening. And we'll be back on Friday. Yeah.
Friday.
And you can always follow us on our personal Instagrams as well, which is at Robin Richford with a Y or at Sophie H.R. Brown.
See you Friday.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.